Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio. Accent On, London edition. Today, in our studio, we have with us wonderful friend, and I think friend to our show. We had him before, a few months ago, almost 1 year, I think, ago. His name is Konrad Wdowiak. He's a founder of Amagi Consulting. Did I say right?
Well, so since the whole world dates back to ancient Sumerian times, no one really knows how to pronounce it.
In a way, no.
We normally say Amagi. That's at least what Irving Finkel, the curator of British Museum of Assyrian and Sumerian department, told me how to pronounce it. But I don't think anyone would have any problems with different pronunciation.
Again, but because you are a founder of your business, you need to tell us how to pronounce it the way you would like.
I would say Amagi Consulting.
Oh, Amagi Consulting. That's cool. But you describe this word has a meaning to you and to for many, many years also. So people will say, what is this unusual firm? You are originally from Poland. You moved here around 9 years ago, I think, yes?
Yeah, 2012.
Wow, time flies so much. And the most important is that people who are coming to England, they are very, very well educated. They're coming from all around the world. And you, as a very, very smart gentleman, one day probably you said, I can make the business of it. I can consult people who want to move from another countries to UK or to England and just help them assimilate and help them to resolve the problems that they have when they start thinking about moving here. So, Konrad, can you tell us, you're working with lots of people, so who likes to move to UK and who do you like to work the most with?
At the moment, mostly Americans. Normally, UK is one of the leading economies in the world. So obviously, it attracts many expats from all over the world. And it starts with studying here. So people come here, no matter the age, they come here to study, to raise their qualifications, to learn how to speak English. Even though American English is perfectly fine and correct, people from many countries, they feel like they need to speak British English instead. Although that is a little bit tricky story because there is no such thing as a proper British accent. The accent can change from the village to to another village, so that's different. And then obviously the economy attracts talents from all over the world. When UK used to be part of the European Union, it was way easier for everyone from European Union countries to come here, to live here and to work here. Because now it is a little bit trickier. UK introduced something similar to Australia's or Canada's point-based system to attract talents. So it is a little bit harder. Obviously, you need to have bigger qualification that people used to have coming here to the UK. So at the moment, my clients would be mostly Americans and in some cases people from Far East like Japanese or coming from India also from the Middle East, from Arab Peninsula.
Very, very interesting. That's, you know, your job is very interesting. You meet a lot of people.
I'm happy to do what I'm doing because I can actually learn about them as well. Yes. And that's what's most interesting in my job.
And of course, you are making lots of friends. So that's another wonderful perks of this job. So my question is, you were living in America.
Yes, I used to live in Yosemite National Park. I spent 1 year in California, and that was ages ago. That was actually in 2001, 2002. So I was also able to see the changes happening after 9/11 and how the country has changed. So it gave me opportunity a little bit bigger than just seeing how the Americans are at any given point. And because 9/11 was obviously a traumatic experience, not only for the New Yorkers, but for the whole state, for the whole country, and for the whole world, basically.
Yeah. So, you know, people are moving from all around the world to UK. It seems like this is a country that people like, love. They love history, they like education, they like job opportunity. They are moving here, and then how easily they really are deciding that they want to spend maybe rest of their life in England. Do you think people coming here, they say, okay, I'll come and try for 2-3 years, so please, Conrad, help me, you know? Or do you think people really come with beliefs that this will be move for life?
It depends, because in many cases, people come here for a better life, especially the younger expats from, let's say, a little bit less developed countries. Even though they are very qualified to do their jobs, they are established career. They have established career in their home countries. They still see it as a possibility for the whole family to move forward, to have better life for the kids. And it is quite hard for them because many countries does not allow dual citizenship. For example, I'm from Poland, so I can have as many citizenships as I want to, the same in the UK. That's why I have dual citizenship, British and Polish. But in some cases, in countries like South Korea or India, you have to leave your home citizenship, let's say, and it may be a traumatic experience for some because it is very hard to say, so, okay, now I'm British and I cannot feel South Korean anymore. I cannot feel Indian anymore, and this is hard. So when I work with expats, many of them coming from countries like Japan or United States or Canada, they come here for 3 or 5 years assignments. They are not necessarily limited to 3 or 5 year projects, but they have the job stability for at least 5 years. Yeah. In many cases, they just move around the world. I have clients whom I prepared to live here in the UK. They were Americans, but they were coming from South African assignments. So they were living in South Africa for, I think, 5 years. And actually, I met them a few years later when I prepared them for another assignment to leave the country. That was a pre-relocation training in this case. They were going to Singapore, so someone else took care of them there in Singapore, but I prepared them to leave the UK. So they are like global nomads. They move from one place to another. It is a little bit tricky if the family is, I don't know, if it's two spouses and the kids, because that's always tricky to move everything for another 5 years, knowing that you're not going to stay in Singapore forever, even if you would love it. You're not going to stay in the UK forever, even if you would love it. So, yeah, it all depends on the client and it all depends on the company as well, because one of my clients is a big multinational corporation in that's going to be, not to reveal too much, obviously, that would be in consumer goods. So they do have option for all their executives to work somewhere else every 5 years. So you can sign up for the program, and if you would like to work from London office to work and to be responsible to have your job from the States or from the Caribbean, but take care of the European market, for example, the company would allow you to do it, and they would pay not only the cost of the intercultural training, but also obviously the cost of the whole relocation. So the company benefits from it, obviously, because people are working in many different cultural environments, and that means that they are ready to explore the options in a different way if they would stay in the whole office for the whole life and for the whole career.
Very, very interesting. I just cannot even imagine, because you have people coming, like I said, from different countries, and you need to understand the issue, legality, understand the family needs, and just almost take care of them.
So the good thing about my job is I take care of the communication part and of the life in the UK part. Thankfully, I don't need to organize any legal issues and take care of any legal issues, because there are other departments in relocation companies which take care of it. But for example, if I would have a pre-relocation training and this person would move to the UK or to London specifically, I would suggest which area of London would be better for this person to live. So I would need to learn how this person spends their time off, how active they would like to be, how city-like they would like to be, because obviously you got different needs, and some people would like having a quiet day after work, and some people would like to jump into city life. And once I had an American client who had 5 sites in Wales to manage. So he actually had to visit each of the sites once a month. So it's not really a problem. He could work from home, even though it was the pre-pandemic times. That was about 3 years ago. So I met the family. I met, they were actually from California, amazing people from LA. So just like your audience. So I just advised them where to live, knowing what would they like to do in their time off, how they would like to learn new skills, because wife left her job. She was an executive in LA in a publishing house, and she just wanted to spend these few years to explore some hobbies. And obviously, if she would stay in one of the sites away, this is not really urbanized area. So I told them where to live to enjoy the assignment and to enjoy the relocation, knowing that they actually commuted to work in LA 1.5 hours one way. So in the worst case scenario, it was about 1.5 hours to the furthermost site he needed to check, as I said, once a month. So 90 minutes one way once a month compared to 90 minutes one way once a day makes a difference.
Big difference. That's really, really wonderful. Okay, we are talking great stuff here. So I will need to give people who are interested to hire you, to talk to you, to give them your information. So please tell us how they can get in touch with you.
The easiest way would be to check me on either on Facebook or Instagram. And the handler would be AmagiCon.
Wonderful.
It's again AmagiCon. And then there would be links to my website, and that's the easiest way to contact me.
And of course, people who are listening to us all around the world, please check also our Facebook page, Accent On Facebook page, because we'll be having video posted. We'll be having on Instagram also under Ilona Europa, and they can see all the information written, and we have posts. And of course, please go to LA Talk Radio Accent On a website, scroll down, you have archives, and then will be also information how to get in touch with you, Konrad. So I would say that you are like the success story. A person who moved from Poland, you love to travel, of course, but yeah, you found your niche, you found a business that you love, you are married, you and your husband love to travel also around the world, but you are a success to me, because you made your life pretty comfortable here. You just recently purchased your first house, so you know that time matters in life. So people who make the right decision, right packet, like you said, in the places that they want to live life to feel happy, they will be having not stressful time to just maybe focus on the job or whatever is on family, whatever is important, slightly look around and start looking if they like this part of London or that part of London. But you are the one who really cuts all of this nerves in them to the minimum. And like I say, when they talk to you, you say, I went through all of that on my own. So you really know. And like people say, your demeanor is very, very quiet. In a way, you are very energetic gentleman too, but I don't want to use words trustworthy, because people don't like word trust too much. But it's something about you that your knowledge makes believe that you know what you are talking about. And again, your past clients, I'm sure they're very happy with what you deliver. And like I said, you are giving great advice to yourself, and I can say, your life is going pretty, pretty, pretty well. And also what I love about you and talking to you, that every time when I say, or my daughter, hey, I would like to check this part of the town, I would like to do that, you have an answer. Focus everything. Way how to vote, way how to take care of a doctor needs, way you really are like walking encyclopedia of knowledge, how to live life less stressful, especially when you make this crazy, crazy decision, move from another country and just start all over in different country. It's not easy. So I will say, you are not stopping to learning. What is about Spanish?
Not at all, yeah.
Yeah, so, talk to me about your Spanish.
I actually, back in Poland, I was doing similar things, but about people moving to Poland. They were relocating to Poland. And I was lucky because Kraków, the place where I was living, was also attracting lots of Americans. Probably the second spot for the American expats right after the capital. So I was working with the Americans as well, coming to Poland, and basically the needs of every expat are the same. So I've been learning there for quite a few years, doing my job. And at some point I decided that I want to move out actually, because the situation for the LGBTQ plus community in Poland, it's not very, I don't want to say too many bad things about it, because obviously it's not tragic, but it's not great. So we knew that we want to move out. And yeah, we wanted to move out to Spain. We had the Spanish classes quite intensive. Actually, they were so intensive that after the first few weeks, we decided we need to skip a day. We needed a day off because we've been learning every single day for 4 hours. So yeah, and we were supposed to move to Madrid. But ironically, London never attracted neither me nor my partner. So because of the financial crisis of 2010-2011, we ended up here. And at first it was just like for some of the clients, it was an assignment. We knew that we wanted to secure our future, to secure the citizenship. So we knew that we needed at least 5 or 6 years to stay, to be able to travel the world. And I always wanted to come back to the States to meet my friends again. And being Polish, you needed a visa, and it was quite expensive to get all of the paperwork done. So I thought being British would make my life easier. And the beginnings of our life here in the UK was something of a love-hate relationship, because let's face it, there are many things about London you love immediately because it's one of the most amazing cities in the world. On the other hand, it's also one of the most annoying things, annoying places in the world, and most expensive places in the world. So that was hard at the beginning. I went through all of these struggles every other expat does, so I can predict some of these things, and I know how people would react in new environments. Now, after a few years, just as you said, we just purchased our property, and this is our home. And I can imagine being somewhere else. Although, well, obviously, with the exception of the last year, we go to Spain probably 4 times a year. Still, our most favorite places. Knowing how the life in Spain is and how work in Spain is and how easy it is to live here in London, because there is no bureaucracy. So in this case, for someone from the States, it may not be such a surprise because you share the common law system. The rest of Europe is very bureaucratic, so organizing everything, and Spain is terrible in this case, organizing everything, the pace of life, it's not enough for me, and I would rather go there and rest and relax but live here than the other way around.
Very, very, very cool stuff you are talking to us about. You know, I would love also people to know how well educated you are. I think you love knowledge, you love reading, you love travels, you love to learn about countries' culture, you love meeting people, you love to talk, but this all didn't happen because you just woke up one day and said, hey, I think I'm smart. You are so well educated. Could you tell me a little bit and tell
okay.
the journey and yeah, and yes.
Yes, so I had master's in business management. So that's my first master's degree. And one of my teachers there, she was professor of sociology. And she was so amazing that we met a few times. She always remembered all of her students. So even though we met somewhere by accident, we were talking like we know who we are talking to. And obviously I did, but if you're a student, if you're a teacher having 100 students in 1 year and teaching many years at the same time and still remembering everyone, that was amazing. And she told me about things I would like to explore on my own. So she told me how amazing it is to actually learn these things on your own, in your own pace. And yeah, after a few years, it kind of grew on me and I decided that, yeah, I need to study more. And I decided to study sociology. So sociology is my second master's degree. I kind of put this business degree aside, dealing with numbers, dealing with Excel spreadsheets, not for me anymore, even though my master's thesis was very number-oriented. It was financial analysis. Now I probably wouldn't be able to do the same things. But yeah, I switched to sociology and I got to... So when I studied, my major was in sociology of communication and culture. So that's just amazing because I know that reading, so I read for pleasure. No matter what it is, it can be some thesis on sociology of religion, and I still have pleasure in reading it. I don't feel like I need to do it because I have to grow. No, I just do it because I like it.
So what people will say, time. We all have only 24 hours a day. Seems like outside of being very smart, having your business, having a really wonderful life with your partner, a lot of traveling, of course, except this year and a half with COVID, we couldn't do nothing, just sitting at home. But I think you are looking always forward to the future and you always
try
to see what is the next. We are talking also about cooking, and this is very personal to me and you, but probably who people who are going to Instagram or to Facebook or to your private Facebook page, you are showing the pictures of your great creativity in the kitchen, and it's something unusual about that because you are trying to get perfection in certain parts of the cooking. So I had a pleasure to try a few of amazing cookies. I would love people to know why you decided to create the cookies and give it to me to try, and probably lots of your friends, of course, are trying, and they are voting which one is the best. And I had to travel, my daughter to travel to pick one because they are so beautiful, so tiny. Could you tell me a little bit about that? Why kitchen and why baking and only baking, not only, yes?
First of all, on my business Instagram, I try not to put too much of the food pictures because people may get
hungry.
Yeah, exactly. Although I keep my... I keep some of it because I think it's very important from the cultural point of view. Yeah. So, for example, obviously because of the lockdown, all the businesses are shut down and I try to do my best at least to somehow help some of the businesses. I'm actually fortunate enough to be able to work during this time. Not as much as I did before, but still be able to work. So once a week we are buying pasta. Pasta is very Italian. On the other hand, I'm not very creative with pasta. I love my carbonara, and I love it so much to the point that I don't really buy anything else. So pasta being so Italian, at least from the European point of view, this pasta challenge, Pasta Wednesday, gives me the possibility to try different kinds of pasta every week. But I also try to cook something from different areas of the world because I say it enriches us. It gives us this opportunity to mix different flavors, which we would normally not mix. It's a little bit like putting ketchup on pizza, something my husband loves, something all of the American loves, and something which annoys so badly all of the Italians, because you're not supposed to do it. And I remember when you got Polish background, so you know pasta with strawberries, something which is an amazing treat for summer, and most of the kids love it. When I smashed some strawberries with cream and I poured it over pasta, my Italian neighbor almost got a heart attack. So I really enjoy mixing things, and to learn about it, first I need to cook something originally, then to I can change the recipe.
Little twist. Okay, this is so interesting. I think we have now a wonderful human in front of us. Businessman Konrad is a business trainer and coach working with expats relocating to other countries, liberating them from the boundaries of their national culture. He advises before the removal, prepares for the assignment, helps to settle down and overcome culture shock. He accompanies them through the journey, focusing on training, spouses, well-being, and mental health, translating all the nuances and quirks of the British. So this is your business. And again, name of your business is?
Amagi Consulting, which is AMAGI Consulting.
And outside of this really, really great business, you are a wonderful friend, a great cook, and you love to take people all around the town, and I just cannot wait for me and my daughter to come and meet you and eat all of this greatness and talk about books that you are reading. There will be a beautiful evening. Thank you so much for today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
I have a beautiful interview with two of my dearest friends, Bob and Michelle, and I'm hoping that people who watch us and listen to Accent On for years, they also feel like you are friends with our listeners and they are your friends. Everybody who would like to know a little bit about Michelle and Bob, I will introduce you in second more deeply. They can also visit your Facebook pages and learn so much about, especially about your art, about your music, about what you do for all of us and how we can celebrate your talents by being mostly in your concerts. But this time, we will play music from your living room concerts. I think this is like my Accent On third edition. So anyway, but for right now, hi, Bob. Hi, Michelle. And officially, I think, maybe Michelle, you tell us about your band configurations, okay? You have a band, you are Mirage, Vision of Fleetwood Mac, you are Belladonna, but if you can, both of you, a little describe, what is your real art when you are on a stage and names of your band?
Well, we've got, like you said, we've got Mirage, which is Fleetwood Mac. We got all the five characters, and believe me, they are characters. I'm a character.
Absolutely, because you are a Stevie Nicks, you know, with all of configuration of your bands. But with you have your beautiful, wonderful husband, great, great musician, wonderful multi-instrumentalist. So can you introduce Bob officially? Well,
this is Bob. This is my buddy, my pal, my lifelong partner, my husband of 37 years. And we've been making music for a long time together, and he's the brains and also the talent, I think, the main talent, really, behind all of the bands that we do. And we have Mirage and we have Belladonna. And then we have, like what you're going to be showing people today from our living room, we have a duo that Bob and I perform in called White Rose. And we love doing that too. I mean, during this time, that's all we really can do. But we love doing that. And we just enjoy doing that. And I'll let Bob tell you some more about that.
Well, White Rose started out quite a few years ago. We were using backing tracks. It was sort of a new thing at that time. Not many people were doing that sort of thing. So we would record drums and bass and a few backing instruments and perform as a duo, you know, with these tracks. And over the years, we got away from doing that. We were doing more live stuff and a variety of other things. So we decided to resurrect that during this, you know, bizarre time where we can't really go out and play any live shows. So from the living room, I've put together a whole slew of backing tracks. And we've been performing, you know, live against the tracks. And broadcasting, you know, direct from our living room to, you know, to Facebook or, you know, that sort of thing on online. Mm-hmm. And it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of work. It's been a lot of fun. And we got a chance to do the White Rose thing again after all these years.
I love you again. So we have Michelle and Bob, Bob White and Michelle Tyler. And we will listen today to a special concert from White Rose to us. Thank you.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. It's all right.
Solstice is just around the corner. That's a good thing. Several of our songs tonight do have a winter motif, and this is one of them. This goes out to our son, Arden, and by a band that we all love very much called the Decemberists. That's a nice song, isn't it? I love that song. It's called January Hymn by the Decemberists. And if you're not familiar with the Decemberists, you really deserve to check them out. And here's a Stevie Nicks song for you.
Sunshine on a cloudy day. birds in the tree.
Listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.